Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that it can be not a banquet, but it can be some good nuggets to think about and relate to, because God loves you. God loves us, each of us, and he wants to draw us closer and closer to himself. And know, this word is not just print on a paper. It really is. I've said this to you before, but I want you to hear it again. It's the word that brings life. It brings hope to us. Please open your hearts to God's grace. Life can be very difficult sometimes. It certainly is for the people in Ukraine right now, but it's been all over the world. Today, brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of Holy Week for us. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, and now we are in the week in which Jesus Christ suffered and died for you. He didn't just die for one person. He died for each of us, living at the time, dead at the time, not heard of for centuries after. But the Lord is here, and he is here to save us from our sin, to bring us to heaven. I don't know about you, but I hope that I see a lot of you if I get there, and you want to pray for me too. Let's pray for one another every day to draw closer to the Lord. We need to, brothers and sisters, especially in this awful time we're going through politically right now. We need the grace of God. We need the wisdom and the mercy and the power of God. So draw near, and please, if you don't already, please read, if you can, some passage of Scripture every day. Even if you're confined to bed, could you read a passage every day? And for much younger people, they'd say, I'm too busy. If you're too busy for God, something's wrong. There might be a week or so where that's the case, but if it's a pattern or a habit, there's something wrong in your schedule, and you need to take a look at it. You don't want your first invitation to God to be when you stand before him, my goodness, brothers and sisters, I want to be known by him now, right now. Open your heart to him and just say, Lord, I haven't followed you very closely for a long time, but I want to begin now. Will you help me? And he will. Just stay faithful to your promise to him, and you will find it. Doesn't mean there'll be fireworks and all kinds of things like that. It'll come very quietly for most. It will come quietly, but you'll know you're not alone. You know he is there. So just come before the Lord today, please. Say, Lord, this is your week. This is the week in which you died for me. You died. Walk with him. Thank him. Pray to him. Pray with him. He will lead you safely home if you do. Today, brothers and sisters, we look at the reading of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 to 7. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Do you wait to hear the Lord? Do you read Scripture every day? That's his word. That's what he promises us. That's what he does for us. Draw closer to him. This Lent, draw closer to him. This Easter, draw closer. Look at what he suffered for your sake. You say, oh, it was for everybody. It was for you. He knew us. And he knew us by name, even if we weren't born before he was here. He knew us and knows us. And he wants you to know that this is your Savior, your God. This is the Messiah who loves you and who wants to save you in your sin. He wants to save you. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. Wherever we are, brothers and sisters, in whatever state of life we are, whatever difficulties, he's right here with you now. Draw near to him. Just say to him, my Father, Jesus, my Lord, please will you help me? Just keep praying that. Please will you help me? And God will do something. Don't be afraid. Always pray. Even when we've known that we've done something wrong, pray and ask God's forgiveness and seek someone else's forgiveness if that's needed, because God wants to dwell in you and with you. Please repent of your sin. This is the time, especially right here at the beginning of Holy Week. Brothers and sisters, open your heart. Psalm 27 says this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Is he for you? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Brothers and sisters, when I wake up every morning, the first thing I do is to say, Lord, help me today. Give me wisdom today. Stand with me today. If I have a difficult circumstance, whatever it might be, but you should say that to the Lord too. Just say, help me. You don't have to go into a 5-minute or 10-minute prayer, although you can do that too and it would be good. But if you're not able to, just saying, Lord, please come and help me today. He will do it for you. And when you see something happen that you thought would not work out, just thank him. Thank him for his goodness to you. Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. He is. He's the only one who can be our light. He's the only one who is our salvation. He comes because he loves us. He wants to bring us out of the darkness into the light of his life and to know that someone has died for us that we might be saved for all eternity. Do you believe that? Please, that's real. It's right here, and it's here for you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. Do you do that? Do you pray to him? Do you bring your needs to him, your fears to him? When you're very angry with someone, do you come to him first? Just listen to that one verse again in the middle of this Psalm 27. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. And then we have the gospel for today, John chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They give a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of oil. And then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and he held the money bag and he used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Brothers and sisters, think of that. You always have me. And it concludes with these verses. The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. They're beginning to know who's the truth in the darkness. All of us can come to know the truth, though we walk in darkness. I don't care if you're 80 years old. I don't care if you're 10 years old. Whatever you are, whatever age you are, even if you're 90 or 100, God hears your every prayer. Please turn to him. Please, in these times, especially when you are frightened or worried or fearful of what's happening in the world, please open your hearts. Jesus wants to walk with you. Jesus wants to be with you. And you know, these words from Scripture are not just dead words on a page. They're God's word. They're living. They're active. Open your heart and receive all that God has.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.